Okay, good morning. It is Monday, November 28th, 2022. The time is 10 a.m. This is a public rulemaking hearing for Washington Administrative Code, or WAC, 458-02-200, titled Business Licensing Service, Applications, Licenses, Renewals, Fees. This public hearing is being recorded. My name is Atif Aziz, and I am the Rules Coordinator with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I am filling in for Leslie Mullen, the rule drafter for this rule, and I will be the facilitator for this hearing. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Sierra Crumbaker, Management Analyst, who is monitoring the recording of this hearing, and Clyde Zahn, Management Analyst with Business Licensing Service. We are conducting this hearing electronically and would like to thank you for taking time to attend this hearing and provide feedback. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing. If you have comments to provide, please send them to Leslie Mullen at leslie.mu@dor.wa.gov. That's leslie.mu@dor.wa.gov. At this time, and for purposes of the record, I'm going to go down the list of attendees at this hearing. When I say your name or your phone number, please identify yourself, identify who you are representing, and state whether you will be testifying at today's hearing. We will accept comments from the public during the public comment portion of this hearing, which will take place after we provide an overview of the proposed changes to the rule. So I'm just going to go down the list of attendees I see here. So just provide your name, who you're representing, and whether you're going to be providing comments later. So the first person I see on my list is Fred Hall.
Hi, I'm Fred Hall. I'm the Tax and Licensing Manager with City of Renton, and I will not be testifying.
Okay, thank you, Fred. Next up, we have Gretchen.
Yes, I will not be testifying.
Are you representing anyone today?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you. Next up, Jamie Vineyard. Well, Jamie, you're on mute if you're trying to speak. Okay, it looks like you put his information in the chat. He is with the City of Milton and will not be. And he will not be testifying. Okay. Next up, Jalen Guerrero.
Hi, I'm Jalen Guerrero with the Management Group, and I will not be testifying.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have Jessica Jennings.
I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Johnson.
So I am also just listening and will not be testifying.
Okay, thank you. Eric Jones. Looks like Eric Jones is just listening. Next up, we have Kristen Ford.
Hello, I'm a guest and I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you, Kristen. Next up, we have Christy Wolf. Okay, I'll come back to Christy. Lindsay Chambers.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Chambers with the City of Faircrest, and I will not be testifying.
Okay, thank you, Lindsay. Next, we have Mariano.
Yes, hi, just listening.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have Carol Peterson.
Hi, I'm Carol Peterson with Snohomish County Parks Department, and I'm just listening and won't be testifying.
Okay, thank you. Next is Richard Ketchy.
I'm just listening. I'm with the city of Tukwila.
Okay, thank you. Next up, we have Sadie Siglin.
Hi, I'm Sadie Siglin. I'm from the city of Lacey. I'm just listening today, not testifying.
Okay, thank you. Sherry Worth.
Hi, I'm Sherry Worth. I'm an accountant, and I'm just listening, not be testifying.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have Wendy.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you. Last, have a phone number, 360-701-6655.
Yeah, I'm Ginger and just listening.
Okay, thank you. And looks like we have a couple additional people just joining us. First, I see Dan. Could you just identify yourself, if you are representing anyone, and whether you'll be providing comments at the hearing today?
I am representing the Fish Store. My name is Dan Stern. We're here in North Seattle up on Lake City Way. Maybe making comments. I'm not sure. I want to see what exactly is going on with the meeting.
Okay.
But yeah, that's me.
All right. Thank you. And I missed who was the most recent entrant. If you just joined the hearing, can you please identify yourself, whether you are representing anyone and who you are representing, and whether you're planning to provide any comments at the hearing today? Okay, so I don't hear any more comments. Introductions. I'll proceed with the hearing at this point. The legal authority for this hearing is from Chapter 34.05 of the Revised Code of Washington, the Administrative Procedures Act. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 22-21-121 on October 18th, 2022. And by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to WAC 458-02-200, referred to in this hearing as Rule 02-200. Copies of the rule are available. You can please contact Sierra Crumbaker at sierrac@dor.wa.gov if you would like to receive a copy of the proposed rule. It's also posted on our website at dor.wa.gov. We appreciate receiving written comments and will consider and evaluate any comments received related to the language in Rule 02-200 as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send written comments no later than Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. In this manner, the Department of Revenue can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now I will briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in the rulemaking process is to file a notice with the Office of the Code Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed changes. The notice, called Form CR-101, is published in the Washington State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The Department of Revenue was not required to hold a public meeting for this Rule 2-200 because the rule met an exception as described in RCW 34.05.310, subsection 4F, for rules that set or adjust fees under the authority of RCW 19.02.075, or that set or adjust fees or rates pursuant to legislative standards, including fees set or adjusted under the authority of RCW 19.80.045. The next step in the rulemaking process is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of the Code Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice is called a Form CR-102 and was published in the Washington State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public hearing being held today for this rule was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 22-21-121 on October 18th, 2022. All public comments will be included, will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Department of Revenue's Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. The final step in the rulemaking process is to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the Office of the Code Advisor using a form CR-103. The adopted revised rule will be published in the Washington State Register. So Rule 2-200, titled Business Licensing Service Applications, Licenses, Renewals, Fees, is being amended to decrease certain business application-related fees required to be paid by persons wanting to open a new business or renew their business license application. Let me just read off what those new figures are. So the business license application handling fee to open the first business location of a new business or to reopen a closed business is now $50, is being proposed as $50. That's a decrease from $90. The business license application handling fee for any other purposes is being proposed to be $10. That was previously $19. The business license renewal application handling fee is proposed as $5 and was previously $10. We will now proceed to the public comment portion of this hearing. If you have a comment, please identify yourself again for the record and the organization you are representing. We also appreciate receiving written comments. If you have any written comments, you can email it to the rule drafter, Leslie Mullen, at leslie.mu@dor.wa.gov so that it can be part of the permanent rulemaking file. So at this time, I'm going to open it up. If anyone has any questions, any comments you want to provide, please feel free to go ahead and provide your comment. Okay, looks like we have Dan, you're raising your hand.
Yeah, sorry, I was just wondering if you could give that last email address that you gave again.
Sure, it's, I'll spell it out, leslie.mu@dor.wa.gov. And that's Leslie Mullen's email address.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments before I wrap up? Okay, it looks like we don't have any other comments. So at this time, I just want to thank you all for participating. The time is 10:14 a.m. and the public hearing for Rule 02-200 is now adjourned. Oh, sorry, we have one hand up. Sorry, Lindsay Chambers.
Hi, thank you. This is Lindsay Chambers with the City of Faircrest. I was just curious, normally we see you guys increasing fees. So what is the reason for being able to lower them so much?
So from my, what I understand, so I'm just filling in for the rule drafters. I'm not as knowledgeable about this rulemaking as she would be. So I suggest writing into her. But from what I understand, under RCW 19.02.075, the Department of Revenue must adjust the fees so that the projected business license account fund balance does not exceed $1 million at the end of the fiscal year. So I'm guessing, my understanding is that that fund balance is going to exceed $1 million, and that's why these fees are being proposed to be reduced, or there's reductions proposed to these fees.
Okay, thank you.
A Any other comments or questions? Okay. Doesn't look like it. So I will, again, thank you all for participating. The time is now 10:15 a.m. and the public hearing for Rule 2-200 is now adjourned. Thank you.